Anya to come up.
Can you hear me?
You can now.
Invite Anya to come up, and she'll bring with her her parents and her siblings and her godparents. And I also would like to invite all the other youngsters, whether you define that by physical age or disposition, anybody who feels young, who would like a better view, to come up around here. And then everybody else can sit. So, I feel alone at the moment, apart from Anya's family. Who else is going to come up? Just come around and gather around so you can see. Now, the first thing, we keep using Anya's name, but the first thing that we're going to do is Anya's going to be presented. So, there we are. Anya is presented for baptism by Tammy and by Callum and Felix. Hello, Cousin Gracie. We're on this card. Do you all have a copy of this? Oh, it's on the screen, right. Faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome Anya and uphold her in her new life in Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
Parents and godparents, the church receives Anya with joy. Today we are trusting God for her growth in faith. Will you pray for her, draw her by your example into the community of faith, and walk with her in the way of Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
And now we're going to ask Anya's parents and godparents, who are presenting her for baptism, making that decision for her as we make all sorts of fundamental decisions for our children when they are young. So they're making this decision for her. And I'm going to ask them questions, which they will answer, to affirm their faith in which they will raise Anya. So, in baptism, God calls us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God? Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil? Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbour? Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? Do you submit to Christ as Lord? Do you come to Christ the way, the truth, and the life? Now, as a mark of this commitment and of what is happening to Anya in this, I'm going to make the sign of the cross on her forehead. And I'm going to use oil that's been specially blessed for this purpose, for all those who are being baptized. Now, there are three substances that we use in baptism. Can you name those three? You can see, almost see two of them. I'm not sure where the third one is, but we'll come to it. What substances do we use?
Water.
And what does water do? What's so important about water? It washes us. And what else?
Refreshes.
What else? Do we live without water? It's fundamental to life. Sorry? You can use water to gel your hair. As you see, I use a lot of water to gel my hair. So we use it to wash, to kind of beautify ourselves. But fundamentally, it's the substance of life. So in this baptism, we are connecting to that life which is God's life. And we're connecting Anya in that very fundamental way. But there's a second substance that I'm holding. What is it? Oil. Oil. What do we associate with oil? What do we use oil for? Cooking is not the right answer. What do we use oil for? Healing. Healing. So it's a salve. It's an ointment. It's a symbol of healing. But something else we use oil for. We've just celebrated the Queen achieving the longest reign of any British monarch. What happened at her coronation? What was the use of oil at her coronation? Anointing. It's a way of marking out someone special. And every time we baptize someone, we are marking someone out as special in God's eyes and therefore in our eyes. So that's what I'm doing now. We'll come to the third substance at the end of this. Anya, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. Fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. Right, we've mentioned water. Now I'm going to bless water. This is a Blue Peter moment. There's some already in there, which is nice and warm. And now I'm going to pour cold water on it to make it just the right temperature. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, was baptized in the River Jordan. Can't do this with one hand. We thank you for the gift of water to cleanse us and revive us. Bless this water, that those who are washed in it may be made one with Christ in his death and in his resurrection, to be cleansed and delivered from all sin, and to share the risen life that is ours in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, together, because we are all committed and making a commitment to support Anya, and that is a reflection of our own faith as baptized Christians, together we will now affirm our faith. Our faith that Jesus Christ means: do you believe and trust in God the Father, the source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of our church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Right, now we come to the baptism. Now, Anya, you're going to come to me? You're not sure. Right? Is that all right? Anya Ethlin. Anya Ethlin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God, who has received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen.
There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. By one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. We welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. Now, this is the moment of the third substance. Do we have a lighted candle? It's coming. Oh, it's over there. It's coming. Here it is. So now, we've talked about water, we've talked about oil. What do we think a lighted candle is about? What does the light represent? Whose light is it?
Jesus.
This is the light of Jesus. And we're giving Anya this candle as a way to remind her that Jesus will be the light who lightens her life, who guides her, the light that she'll follow. And so we give this to her. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. Anya, you have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father.